ILL programming is made possible by the Illinois Pork Producers Association and the Pork Checkoff. October is National Pork Month. More information on how today's pig farmers raise more pork using less land and water is at porkcares.org or ilpork.com.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Commerce Department today says that U.S. consumer spending fell in September, the first decline since January. Consumer spending dropped 0.2%. Income edged up 0.2% in September. In September, demand fell for durable goods such as autos and for non-durable goods, a drop that partially reflected falling prices for gasoline. In fact, AAA this morning says that the national average price of gasoline has fallen 33 cents in October and is today at an average of $3 a gallon. And AAA says that they believe that it will soon dip under $3 for the first time in 4 years. AAA says the U.S. is on track for the lowest annual average since 2010, and the 2015 average is expected to be lower even still. CME Group says its earnings rose 23% as trading volume picked up in the third quarter. CME Group posted a 12% increase in trading volume during the period, reflecting an average of about 13.5 million contracts a day. Overall, CME Group posted earnings of $290 million, or 86 cents a share. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 17,257, up 143 points. The NASDAQ is trading 4145, up 55. The S&P 500 is 2004. It is up 16.25 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Happy Halloween, Drew.
Hello. Oh, looks like.
Hello, Drew. Drew, are you there? Well, we have seen the lost Drew Lerner. We'll just go ahead and try to get back on the rails from here. Join us November 24th for our first ever WILL Egg Farm Assets Conference at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. Our on-air analysts will be all there talking about corn, soybeans, and cash grain marketing. And we've lined up experts from the U of I College of ACES to take up farmland values, crop insurance, and the ARC-PLC decision. The cost is $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065. Or on our secure website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org.
Let's see if Drew is there now. Good morning, Drew. Hello, Drew. Wait a second. Drew, are you there? No, don't seem to have Drew there at all. Let's go ahead and look at the marketplace and see how futures are trading. Hard red winter December wheat is trading at 590.5, down 11.5. Soft December, 525, down 11. December corn is 369, and it is 69.5, down 4.5. March, 382.25, down 4.75. May, 391, down 4.75. July, 397.5, down 5. November soybeans, 10.16.5, down 7.75. The July is 10.39.25, and it is down 9. Let's go ahead and see if we got Drew now. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. About 3 minutes, sir, please.
Okay, very good. Well, it looks like the weather across the region tonight's not going to be the greatest for the kids. It looks like Michigan, parts of Ohio, and eastern Indiana are going to have a kind of a drizzly, showery pattern. And before morning tomorrow, we may see some snowfall across parts of this region. It'll be chilly. We'll have northwesterly winds blowing across much of the region. We do still expect to see a general cooling trend across the region. Tomorrow morning, we'll probably see the temperatures mostly in the 20s and 30s across a big part of the region. I don't expect to see much in the way of significant precipitation after the mid-morning period tomorrow, but the afternoon highs will still be cold like today. Today we're going to be in the 30s and 40s across the region. Tomorrow will be mostly 40s, maybe a few lower 50s showing up as we get into Sunday afternoon across some of the Mississippi River Basin area. The warmest weather will be near and to the west of the Missouri River, where temperatures will be in the 60s. We will expect to see the next opportunity for rain to develop in the western Corn Belt probably sometime on Sunday evening into Monday. Areas from Missouri up into Wisconsin will have a good chance for rain at that point. The precipitation will head off to the southeast after that, passing through Illinois, Indiana, down into parts of Kentucky. There will be a tendency for the rain to diminish somewhat as time moves along. It will end up with moisture totals with this whole event running from about 2/10 to 3/4 of an inch, with some local amounts upwards to an inch and a quarter. And the area from central Illinois back into Missouri and eastern Kansas will probably be wettest, and the precipitation will lighten up the further to the east and south that you go from that region. We'll expect this system to be followed by mostly dry conditions. I don't think we'll see any other precipitation for a good 5 or 6 days after this event. So we'd have to put up with this one more precipitation event, and then maybe we'll be back into the dry for a while. Our temperatures are going to rebound a little bit, but it looks like the whole pattern for the Midwest right now is one that's going to allow for temperatures to gyrate rather notably across the region from one day to the next. We'll look for temperatures late in the weekend to rebound in the western Corn Belt, getting up into some 60s. We might even be able to do that near the Ohio River on Monday. But nobody's going to be much warmer than 50s in the northern parts of the region. And normal for this time of the year isn't too far away from that. We'll expect temperatures next week to be mostly in the 50s north and the lower 60s south. We'll look for low temperatures running primarily in the 20s and 30s. So in general, the situation across the Midwest isn't too bad. Down in South America, we're still looking at a good chance for showers and thunderstorms to occur in many areas in Brazil's crop country. The situation there will continue to be mostly favorable with good planting and crop emergence expectations coming out of the precipitation pattern. Argentina is also looking very good at this point in time, and both countries will see mostly a seasonable temperature range. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey's team is committed to providing resources to today's producers. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's go ahead and check in with Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill. Hello, Bill. Well, it doesn't seem that we have Bill on the phone either at the moment. Let's go ahead and see if we can get him on the phone.
Dave? Dave?
Hello, Bill.
Yes, Dave.
Been an interesting couple of days in the marketplace, Bill. Even though the monthly charts show key reversal higher, both corn and soybean harvest months, and that certainly is a good sign that might suggest that the October lows are the lows for harvest. There's not very many people arguing that. Where we go from here, given the soft tone of this week, is something that we have to try to figure out.
Yeah, actually, today we had some announcements out of Japan on some stimulus packages and that overnight. That's really ran the dollar up and the other currencies down, which is, I think, hurt our commodities in general here today, including the crude oil and the gold. They're down hard. The dollar's up strong. The stock market and equities are up strong. So I think that's a lot to do with what's going on here this morning. We do have the end of the month, so I'd expect some volatility. But I think we'll probably end up the week here on both corn and beans probably a little bit higher. So I think the reversal continues. I think we've maybe tested our, met some of our targets and can take some, test some $10 on the Jan beans, and you know, maybe it's $3.65 on the December corn. But I would expect we could probably bounce off those a little bit.
So perhaps a very much an inside month for November?
Yeah, I mean, you just don't know. I mean, one of the things that was kind of floating around this morning was a 1984 December corn chart, where we kind of made our highs in October and then went down from there all the way into January. So I guess I would expect that we're just going to be, to follow up with what you said, choppy sideways here at this point. But some of these outside influences, like we're seeing this morning, can change the picture. And you kind of have a situation now where you got this stimulus over there, and, you know, the talk from the Fed Wednesday about, you know, some possible higher interest rates about that same time. So,
thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, December corn, 368.5, down 5.5. November beans, 1016, down 8.25. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.